Good evening.
Good evening.
We are a tiny little number.
It's always I have noted your conversation as you have joined together at this time. Let me say to you, my dear friends, how little need you have of me now with your debates amongst yourselves. It is of great interest to us to listen to you all. But I would like just to say to you a few words. Each one of you have come to this lifetime for a purpose, for spiritual growth. And I would say, my dear friends, that life on this planet was never meant to be plain sailing, as you humans would say, but as spirit, each one of you has the capability to find in life the strength to cope. You are never given, my dear friends, any situation that you cannot cope with. But of course, it helps if you develop the spirit within you that makes you a much stronger human being. So I say to you all, accept life as it is today. Try not to be judgmental. Do not crave for past times, for they are gone and cannot be recaptured.
It's certainly a very interesting world that we have today.
Yes. It is at this stage of its evolution that it should be at. And it is up to mankind to help himself in whatever situations arise in your world.
Yes, I imagine that part of that helping himself will be a realization that we've got our systems a little too complicated and there is a need to simplify. I hope I can say that without being critical.
Yes. Yes, I would agree with you, my dear friend. Those words are true. But it is the growth of spirit that is important. I do not wish for time gone to return. It cannot happen. But what you must do is to adapt to the here and now.
Yes, and I imagine we can look to those past times and think, well, there are qualities there that we could well use today.
Of course. There is nothing wrong in looking backward, but you cannot bring the past forward. There is a difference, and it is in the recognition of that difference that will move you forward. You understand?
Yes, that makes sense. That makes very good sense. It's if we do look at the past, it's how we see it and what use we can make of it.
Yes. Take the good and move forward. Yes. Too many people cling to situations in their lives which should be discarded in order for the spirit to move forward. But as human beings, naturally you find it more difficult. And always there are allowances made because you are human and mistakes come easily to you. My dear friends, but what I wish to encourage within you is to find that inner knowledge and strength to move forward with love, with goodness, with realization that things can be better if you so desire. It is the desire which has to become stronger within you.
Yes, sir.
I hope you can agree with my words.
Yes.
I think you are saying that also that whatever the state of complexity there is, there is always room for the spirit to grow.
Yes. I use one word, simplicity. Simplicity of thought and mind will always take you forward. Discard any feelings of disillusionment. Any feelings of life being hard for you. All human beings come only to what they can cope with.
Yes, I was reading recently the gentleman Lucretius, and he had this simplicity. I feel he was a great philosopher of great understanding, but he also approached things with a certain simplicity.
Yes. Yes. What is better than simplicity in all areas of your lives? I'm afraid, as human beings, you make your own lives complex, sometimes unnecessarily. But that is a result of having free will. We would not wish you to be without free will. But in your humankind, it has created many problems for you. But as I have said on many occasions, you must look and understand. Look to the fuller picture of any kind of understanding can take place.
Yes, there are certain ingredients that always contribute towards evolution. And, what's my train of thought?
You cannot stop the evolution of your planet. You can alter and change some situations.
And free will, I was going to say,
yes,
is one of those important contributory factors.
Yes. Humankind has the responsibility of taking care not only of the physical body, but of the physical planet. And humankind must take responsibility for any thoughts or actions which have caused any result which is negative to the evolution of your planet.
Yes, responsibility, sorry.
Yes, but you will not stop your planet evolving.
Yes, responsibility and the realization of that responsibility.
Yes. The realization is the bigger word here. Realization. Most important. Do you have any questions about this subject at this time? I am impressed, my dear friends, just listening to you this evening, how much you grow, how your thoughts are listened to by each other and responded to with love and goodwill. It is indeed heartwarming for us in spirit to sit with a group, whether it be small in number or not, where people sit harmoniously and can listen to one another with love.
That's heartwarming to have those words. Yes, thank you. Sorry, Rose.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling.
Yes, going back to responsibility. We were talking and thinking the other day about germs, and there's an advertisement on our television which advertises a product, and it is said kills 99.9% of all known germs. A sweeping statement, but I'm not so sure that we're being sensible or responsible in viewing germs in that way. Many of the microbes and germs are, of course, beneficial to us. So perhaps in some quarters we are being irresponsible in looking rather darkly at germs and microbes. So would you have any comment on that, Salimette?
Everything that exists within your world has purpose. That is my first words to you. Mankind has unfortunately decided for himself that he is superior in this earth planet. I have to say to you, mankind may think he is superior, but he shares this planet with so many, many other things of great importance. Size or brain size matters not. As a whole, there has to be balance in your world.
I think you're coming round to saying we are all one and we're all members of the same club.
When you try to destroy and upset the balance and the equilibrium of your planet, that's when you have problems arise. But as I have said, free will is an important part of the human being. And let's say to you that humankind also gets from his experiences the motivation to learn. So, although mankind is often wrong, sometimes it is the catalyst for new kinds of learning and teaching. You understand?
Yes.
But it is still part of the overall plan of your planet. I hope that is a little more helpful for you.
Yes, it is. There's some important principles there which we should observe.
Yes.
And I can understand in certain areas within hospitals it's good to, it is, should I say, right and proper to eliminate germs, but by and large on the planet they should have our respect.
Yes, there always will be a pecking order, as you call it, on your planet. Of course there is, but when it comes to the annihilation of any one type of person or creature or microbe, whatever, then you need to stop and consider things carefully. It is important that your life has balance in all ways. Yes.
Yes, I'm not entirely sure about the situation in hospitals, but certainly one goes to great lengths to not subject patients who are having medical treatments and surgery. There is a general feeling that germs should be eliminated in that particular situation. I feel that has to be. I'm not sure if you would agree.
Yes, in situations, as you mentioned, there has to be some degree. But we are not speaking about the annihilation of all germs.
Mm.
as you call them, some essentials for your living here on this planet, whether you agree with that statement or not, all things are created. And mankind feels, because of, and I use these words wisely, superior knowledge, that he has the right to decide what should live and what should die.
Yes.
But, yes, in illness, as you speak of it, in your hospitals, there has to be cleanliness. That is recognized. But, you see, germs, as you call them, are happy to accept that in some places they are not needed. We are speaking now on a level we have not discussed before. You do not look upon germs as something of any intelligence. But there is a form of intelligence in all things. There has to be in anything that is animated.
So they deserve to have more of our respect in the general situation.
In the general sense.
And indeed, in the home, I would think, at least it's...
I would say it is up to each individual to consider for himself how these things are managed.
Yes, I recall the gentleman, Albert Schweitzer, who had a hospital in Lamborghini in Africa, and there were open sewers there, and there were many germs around, and but he had success, and I think there must have been a natural resistance in that situation that built up.
The situation, my dear friend, comes from within each one. That strength, that resistance, that knowledge comes from a balance of love and peace, no matter what situation, in what part of the world, whether it be hygienic, as you call it, or not. You must look inward to each individual.
Yes, it's easy for us to forget that spirit has an involvement in the healing.
Yes, that is what is important. Yes. We could talk non-stop about these many things. But what is important is that everything on this earth planet is here for a reason. Mankind has an intelligence which has grown with his evolution. But he must be aware that he knows not all the answers to all questions.
Yes, and the other point you made, about man increasing in knowledge. Yes, I feel that should not result feeling of superiority, but in feeling of humility.
I like those words. Yes, man needs, if we are speaking of looking backwards, then I will say mankind needs to recapture a lot of humility. Yes. Yes.
And the more one knows, the more scope for humility there is, I feel, because one has a more and more awareness of the creation and how wonderful it is.
Yes. If you do not feel some form of humility, then you cannot be growing and moving forward. It is natural for anyone who wishes to go forward in spirit to know and to feel what humility is. If you do not feel humility, then you are not ready. You are not ready for the knowledge that is available to you.
Yes.
And I feel within this room a level of humility and gratitude, although gratitude is not what we seek from you. There is a gratitude from each one of you, my dear friends, that is almost overwhelming. And I have to say to you, before I leave this time, that in coming to you, in helping you to seek out and recognize the great love in your world, it has helped me also to grow. And for this, I will always be most grateful and thankful to you all.
Well, it's wonderful for us to feel that in some small measure we've been able to give something back.
For this time, my dear friends, I will leave you. I hope you can feel the love that I surround you with.
Yes.
Yes,
it can be felt. Wonderful.
How lucky we are.
Yes.